Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host. And we are thrilled to have you today on the show. You can find us online at the WLSgutHealth.com, and we would love for you to connect with us there and sign up for our newsletter so that you have access to all the latest and greatest things that we are doing. We have a lot of cool things coming, and we want you to have access to it as soon as it's available. So sign up on our newsletter, and each week you'll get a new recipe that is something different and exciting and maybe something you haven't tried yet. So sign up for our newsletter. Then also, if you haven't followed us on any of our other social media outlets, we are under the Gastric Health Show on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So you can follow us there and watch any of the things or listen to any of the things there as well. And then just our website, you can find all kinds of information and you know, content that would help, that's valuable to you. So I've been a bariatric dietitian for over 20 years, and I've literally seen tens and thousands of weight loss surgery patients because I have been fortunate to work at one of the larger weight loss centers in the country that we have a lot of patients that come through every single day. So it's exciting to get to meet with all of you and get to watch you throughout your journey and see the different phases and learn so much from you. I still see patients there 2.5 days a week. I do research there as well, doing some studies currently now, and it's just fun. So this is my creative outlet to share the things I've learned with all of you and give you a place to have that, you know, reference and resource for a go-to location for relevant nutrition and health information for that health conscious weight loss surgery patient. I will tell you, those are the patients that seem to find us. And if you have found us, congratulations. You can consider yourself the people who are very health conscious and very into, you know, learning how to change and do weight loss surgery the best, because you are seeking out input, you are seeking out information, and not everybody is like that. So you are kind of in an elite group, and that is cool, because I think it's exciting when you've made this choice, this big life decision to have weight loss surgery, and you are making it a priority to learn everything you can about health and about nutrition. And how do I do this thing with weight loss surgery? How do I do life now with weight loss surgery? And that's what we want to be. We want to be that resource and that site for you that you can go to find good health information, you know, that has relevant research studies, relevant material, things that, you know, is going to be beneficial for you long term, that you know you where to go when you need an answer for something. So we want to be that site for you. And that is what we're working on, with lots of cool things and ideas that we have in mind. So connect with us in any way, shape, or form in any of those social media connections, and reach out to us through email. We'd love your questions. And hopefully we've been able to help many of you already with the shows and the episodes that we've launched, and any of the content and recipes and stuff we have on our site. I hope that is valuable to you as well. If you have a topic that you're wanting to hear about, send me an email. I'd love to make sure we get that addressed. So today's topic I'm going to start now with is, are you accidentally making yourself tired? I'm going to give you maybe some different ways to think about your energy level after weight loss surgery, but it is a very common thing. It is a very common problem. And if you are that health conscious, very, an individual who is into, you know, you're doing your exercising, you're getting your protein in, your fluids, your food, you're doing it. You are doing it. And you kind of hit the wall with your energy. You're like, okay, what do I do? I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. So why am I all of a sudden not feeling good? So I want you to listen in, because there might be some things in here that you might be surprised about that you didn't realize are connected. So the first one is fluids, inadequate fluids. If you are not getting all your water in, and yes, water, pure water, nothing added. Well, I don't care if you add fruit. So if you want to add a lemon or a lime or an orange or some ginger or basil or mint or, you know, any berries, even my kids will sometimes throw some frozen berries in their water. Or cucumbers, that's a great one. Water, that's what you need is water. So I'm cool with like some of the herbal teas. I'm cool with a decaf tea, but you really, caffeine is not your friend. It is a diuretic and it makes you lose more fluids. And technically you shouldn't even be counting that towards your fluid intake, and you should be replacing it. So if you drink a 16 ounce glass of tea, you should be having a 16 ounce water bottle to replace it. And then you are at zero. You didn't count any of that. So most people don't realize that. Then long term, your goal, you know, at first you should at least be doing 64 to 80 ounces of fluid a day. That should be your ultimate goal. Once you get further down the road, your goal should be, you know, half your body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, then your fluid intake should be at least 100 ounces. So keep that in mind. You're not going to do that right out of the gate after weight loss surgery. Just not going to be possible. Once you get some of the weight off, then it's easier to keep up with those numbers and actually do it. But bare bones minimum, at least make sure you're doing 64 to 80 ounces of fluid a day right after surgery. Just do your best and try not to add the junk in it. Don't add the meals or the Crystal Lights or any of those artificial sweeteners. I am just not a fan. They disrupt your gut health and they mess with your brain in making you crave and want more sugary things. And they actually, a recent study I have on my desk is about the blood sugar, that it actually increases your blood glucose with those artificial sweeteners. So not cool at all. So I want you drinking water, 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 decaf tea, decaf coffee. Those are cool to count towards that. Other than that, I mean, keep it pretty basic. Not big on juice. Shouldn't be big on juice. You shouldn't be big on, you know, any other fluids really. So try to stick with those mainly. The next one is inadequate protein intake. So if you are not just even eating enough protein in the food or your protein supplements, then you've got to boost that up. You need to follow the rule that your surgeon or your bariatric dietitian gave you. So if they gave you a protein goal, that is what you need to hit and strive for every day. So all centers, all doctors, all dietitians have a different program or plan for the patients, it seems like. So I'm not going to give you what we use. I'm going to give you go back to your dietitian or go back to your folder or your handout or what, you know, packet that you got at the bariatric center that you went, and follow those rules, because that is what you need to make sure you're doing. If you have no idea, all the research says no less than 60 grams of protein a day. I am going to tell you that's not typically enough for most all of you. So it needs to be at least 60 grams, in my opinion, if you want to follow those studies, bare bones minimum, but it needs to be a little higher technically. The next thing you got to think about is number three is you not digesting or absorbing the protein. So guess what? Say you're great at eating all your protein, you hit your protein goals, you're doing that, but guess what? If your body is not absorbing it, it doesn't really matter. So if you're eating, you know, or let's say you're drinking 120 grams of protein just in shakes, and then you still have your protein food from, you know, the meals, and so you're high, but yet your energy is horrible, and your blood levels of protein are low. So that is all about the absorption. So if you are not, one, if you're not feeling good, but you're doing everything that you should be doing, and once we get through this list, then you'll have all the other things to kind of refer back to. But if you're doing all the things and you are not feeling great, your energy is just crummy, and your blood levels have come back low, that is where you would want to consider a digestive enzyme, because that is going to help boost that absorption of protein. It's going to boost vitamins and minerals as well, but it's also going to boost that protein and make sure that you're absorbing adequately, so that, you know, all the effort that you're putting in is you're actually benefiting from it. So keep that in mind. If you find that your blood levels are low and your energy is low, it could be you need a digestive enzyme. The next one, number four, is you're not absorbing adequate iron. So guess what? This is a very, very common problem, iron, being low in iron, and it is directly connected to your energy. So if you are really just tanking with your energy, you want to make sure that you have your blood levels checked for your iron stores. You want to kind of look at the big picture. I would recommend seeing your bariatric team on this, because they are probably going to look at the full picture. So I won't get too geeky, but I am going to give you a little bit more information on this iron. So you have the, you being your health conscious weight loss surgery patient, I'm going to give you more information on this so that you have a good talk track with your doctor to make sure they're checking these. You need to ask these questions. You need to ask for a copy of the blood work, and you need to make sure these are on that report. So when you are looking at iron, ferritin, which is the stored iron, that is the first to drop and the last to be replaced. So that one is one we always look at. Then you have your serum iron, and that is kind of what's circulating in your body any given time. And that is one, that'd be the second to drop when your iron is being checked. You would look at that too, but that one is going to be the second one to go down, and then the second one to go back up. And then your last thing that will drop is hemoglobin. So if your hemoglobin is low, then that, you know, if it's low enough, some of you end up with iron infusions because of it being too low. Once you get past a certain number on, you know, a low hemoglobin, you can't eat enough iron pills or iron-rich foods to recover it. You just can't do it. So that's where an iron infusion comes into play. So ferritin, serum iron, and hemoglobin, those are your three that you look at. And then when you are recovering them, the first to get repleted would be your hemoglobin, and then the second is the serum iron, and then the third is the ferritin. I will say a lot of docs don't like looking at the ferritin because it's also an indicator of inflammation. So sometimes people can have a really high ferritin level when their serum iron is low and their hemoglobin is slightly low. Not typically going to correlate when you're really, really low hemoglobin. Your ferritin's going to show that as well. It just might actually be showing it to be a little higher. If you have a lot of inflammation in your body, it might show it to be a little bit higher than it really is because of that inflammation. So iron is a key thing that you want to get checked if your energy is horrible. That's just one that you need to stay on top of. A couple of reasons. One, You need stomach acid to actually take iron, cleave iron off of food and supplements. And guess what? You don't have a high amount of stomach acid in your stomach. So, and we talked about that on the last podcast, that many of you have low stomach acid, which gives you a high pH, which tells your body not to release some of the enzymes to digest and break off some of these vitamins and minerals. So that's where one piece of it goes wrong. Then if you've had the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, we are bypassing the site of iron absorption in the intestines. So that isn't the only site to absorb. There is other places throughout the intestines to absorb that iron molecule, but the main area that you would typically absorb the iron is bypassed in the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. So that's why it's a common problem after weight loss surgery. So if you are struggling with your energy, I would definitely check with your doctor, have them check all those indicators. So the hemoglobin is just on your a complete panel. So they'll make sure that you get the full gamut. If you're like, I want to have my iron, I want to have my ferritin. You can even go into like your transferrin saturation. You can do the full iron panel and it will give you everything and show the big picture. But bare bones minimum, your bariatric team should at least be able to do a ferritin and iron and then your CBC with your hemoglobin on it. So if you're not feeling good, get those blood works done. And then if your iron is low, a digestive enzyme would be a great match because that's going to boost, it's going to give what you need in your stomach and it's going to give what you need in that small intestines in that area. If you're a Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, it's going to boost that area of absorption. So that's important and that is needed. So that's where a digestive enzyme would be of a benefit to you. The next one is a low vitamin D. So this one, if you go into surgery, which I'm going to tell you, there's so many patients. Well, I'm speaking for Indiana. Indiana, we are not at the right latitude to have adequate sunshine year round. So vitamin D deficiency is very common in Indiana. So if you are north of Indiana, you are in our same boat. If you are similar to our latitude, then you are probably in the same boat. So vitamin D is another one that really messes with your energy. And it can be low normal. And I can have somebody just drop maybe 5 or 10 points. And they are like, oh, my energy. I just feel so tired. What is wrong? And it was their D. That was the only thing that was off, was their D dropped. So making sure you're getting adequate D. Vitamin D3 is your best source of supplements. So vitamin D2, which is usually what most family doctors give, and it is that booster dose, that 50,000 IUs of D2. A lot of patients take it. I'm not a fan. We did try that years ago. And we just didn't boost the levels very good. But then when we switched to vitamin D3, we got a whole different ball game. So definitely making sure that you are optimizing that D. Kind of the sweet spot for D, if you are looking at a normal reference range of 30 to 100, then 50 is the sweet spot. No higher than 75. But 50 is your sweet spot. So trying to get to at least in that 50 is perfect. That's where you want to be. So you may find that you need a higher dose than someone else. So, and more is not better. So don't go picking up some 10,000 IU vitamin D3 supplement thinking you're doing yourself a service, because I'm going to tell you, you're not. You're going to mess up the balance of some of your other vitamins, like vitamin A. And that will mess it up if you do too much. So don't go, you know, dosing yourself. Get the blood work. Get it, vitamin D25OH. Get that drawn from your doctor and find out where you are and then optimize that. Play with that dose with 1,000 IUs either way, dropping or increasing, so that you can kind of tweak it slowly. But always know, unless you live in sunny states, you need a higher dose in the winter because you're not going to have as much sunshine. So keep that in mind. And work with your bariatric team in finding the right dose that's perfect for you, because we are all different and we absorb differently. And, you know, it's one of those things that you can, you know, overdose, you can get too much of it, and it can totally mess up the balance of all your other vitamins and minerals. So don't just self-medicate with some extra D. Get the results and then work with your team and figure out where the sweet spot is for you. The next one is not exercising. Guess what? Exercise gives you energy. It boosts your energy. It's actually kind of like a built-in Wellbutrin. It's like your antidepressant. That I will say is for sure. That's what I use. I don't use antidepressants. I don't need to. I have to exercise. So that's an easy thing to do to boost your energy. Here is something to keep in mind. I'll have patients tell me this. They're like, oh, but I feel really tired after I work out, or I'm noticing that, you know, my energy is really poor when I maybe do some more extreme exercises, or like the high intensity interval training, I feel more tired. I've had this happen to myself where my energy will tank. That's where you need to really look at your food intake. Make sure you're getting adequate amounts of protein, adequate amounts of food and carbohydrates. So for me, I have to do a little bit more carbohydrates in order to make it through any high intensity interval training, you know, for 6 days in every week. I have to have a little bit of extra carbohydrates. So you may too. You may find that you need, you know, a little bit of a boost in one of your meals, just a little extra of a healthy carbohydrate in the aspect of sweet potatoes or some more veggies or some more fruits, or just some quinoa or amaranth or millet or some grain like that that is, you know, easy to digest and easy on your system, that, you know, would give you some protein and give you some carbohydrates. So those alone, those will help. If you are finding yourself that the exercise is tanking your energy, then you need to boost one of those things. And then the last one is inadequate vitamin B12 intake or absorption. So one, if you're having a sleeve gastrectomy or the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, you have to have additional B12. I know some programs don't do B12, and I find this quite interesting because, you know, of course, when you have tens and thousands of patients and you literally evaluate thousands of blood work labs, it's interesting to see the dynamic of, you know, what people take and how they feel, and then what their blood work looks like. And it's interesting that the B12, you know, when we have patients that just stop taking it for, say, 3 or 4 months, or their family doctor took them off because their last blood work was high, and they've been off for a year, and their energy is just crummy, and their blood work may or may not be, you know, low. Some of them may be within the lab reference range, but at our center, we use a higher number because we find that people do better physically, mentally, emotionally. They do better, and they're more capable of getting the exercise in. They're more capable of getting, you know, cooking and meal prep and doing that. They feel good. They feel better because B12 is in that energy cycle. So if your intake is low and you're not taking any, or you're not doing the right form of it, then that's going to impact your energy in a very huge way. And then if you're not absorbing it. So with the sleeve gastrectomy and the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, we are stapling off access to that intrinsic factor. Intrinsic factor is what makes B12 absorbable. It converts it to an absorbable form of B12. And without that, you aren't going to absorb the B12 from your food and from supplements that you swallow. So that's why you have to do a sublingual form, which means you have to put it underneath your tongue and let it dissolve, or you have to do an injection it's once a month, or you have to do a nasal spray like an Ascobal or something. Those are kind of your resources or only, you know, options with the B12 after any of those surgeries. And here's the good news. You can't overdose on B12. Too much B12 is not a problem. Too low is a problem. And here's one thing that I know, and I see this frequently with patients. If you have a high stress life, you burn through the B vitamins very quickly. You also burn through your thyroid molecules faster too, but definitely your B vitamins, you're burning through those. So that B12 is very important in making sure that you're having that every single day, every week, every month, whichever, you know, avenue you picked and are taking, you should be taking that for any surgery, no matter what. And honestly, even if you are just not, you haven't had weight loss surgery and you're pre-op, you would benefit. You would be shocked at the number of patients that have low B12 going into weight loss surgery. It is a ton of you, at least in Indiana. I guess I can't speak for other areas of the country, but in Indiana, we have a ton of B12 deficiencies. So B12 is your friend. So make sure you're doing that. And here's a cool thing that you may or may not know is the digestive enzymes will help boost that absorption in your intestines with that, as well as the probiotics. Probiotics actually can generate B vitamins on their own. If you take a probiotic and you get your gut health working for you, your intestine, the bacteria in there can start making B vitamins for you. So to me, if you've listened to any of my other podcasts about probiotics, that is a no-brainer there, because if I can just take a probiotic and eat probiotic-rich foods, then that will help me set myself up for the best scenario of making my own B12 and B vitamins, B1, B2, B6, all that. It'll make it itself. And then you throw in digestive enzymes, and it's just you're digesting and you're having everything available that you need. You're still not going to have intrinsic factors, so you still need those forms, sublingual injection or a nasal spray. That's your only options, but it's going to enhance what you're doing from your food and all that. So regardless, making sure that you have those on board will make a huge difference. So I hope that has helped in giving you lots of tips in boosting your energy and making sure you're not making any mistakes accidentally that you just did not realize were connected or a part of it. So enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.